Thank you, Mr. President. Knowing fully well that Israel has not abided by its obligations nor implemented the recommendations set forth to it by UN bodies for the past 50 years, we will nonetheless not be discouraged and will once again submit the following recommendations. Comply with international laws by immediately ending its 50 years of colonial occupation of the OPT and apartheid policies against the Palestinian people. Dismantle the illegal wall and the related infrastructures located inside the OPT and compensate Palestinians for all the losses incurred due to their presence. Immediately halt the colonization and attempted annexation of Palestinian land, the construction and expansion of Israeli settlements and their associated regime, the forcible transfer of Palestinian and the demolition of Palestinian homes and structures. End the illegal blockade of Gaza, investigate all allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed during its military aggressions in Gaza and provide full reparation to the victims and their families. Recognize the right to return of the Palestinian refugees to live in peace with their neighbors and the right to compensation for their destroyed home, properties, and losses. End the policy of administrative detention and the use of torture against Palestinians, including children in Israeli military detention, and free all Palestinian political prisoners, including children. Stop targeting human rights defenders, including by repealing the so-called NGO transparency law, the so-called anti-boycott law, as well as the March 2017 amendment to the so-called entry into Israel law. Ensure that the national assignment procedures are in line with the 1951 convention relating to the status of refugees and its 1967 optional protocol, as well as other international law and standards relating to the persons in need of international